Good afternoon. The tropical humidity that we've experienced over the last several days now continues into the end of the work week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are already developing along a warm front, and it's being acted upon by some jet stream energy diving out of the Appalachian Mountains and into the Northeast and New England this afternoon. As we see that energy pass by, some of the storms could be on the stronger side, maybe even severe, with wind gusts exceeding 50 miles per hour. More likely, though, with these showers and thunderstorms will be torrential downpours that could produce localized flash flooding. And parts of interior New York and New England are under a flash flood watch, not only for today, but tonight and into the day tomorrow. Temperatures due to the cloud cover will be held back a bit. Still, most places shouldn't have a problem reaching into the upper 70s and lower 80s, although in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England, with more abundant sunshine, we'll see high temperatures in the middle and upper 80s through the afternoon hours. Showers and thunderstorms will be common into the evening and overnight period, some again with torrential downpours producing localized flash flooding. It'll be warm and tropical overnight with lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. The same pattern will set up for the day on Saturday. Perhaps not as widespread in terms of showers and thunderstorms. Still plenty of clouds with tropical humidity, scattered showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy downpours and high temperatures in the lower 80s. As we get into the second half of the weekend, we'll start a drying trend on Saturday night as the trough of low pressure responsible for all of the showers and thunderstorms lifts through northern New England and out over eastern Canada. As a result, we'll have drier weather on Sunday and more in the way of sunshine. Some clouds will mix in and the humidity will remain in place, and with more sun, high temperatures will reach to about the 90-degree mark. It'll be hazy, hot, and humid into the day on Monday with highs near 90, and at this point, we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. A new trough of low pressure will head in our direction for the middle part of next week. This trough will produce more widespread showers and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday, and high temperatures on those days will slide back into the middle 80s. Taking a look at the weather across the country, more showers and thunderstorms are likely from the Appalachian Mountains south into the southeastern United States with that tropical flow off of the Atlantic Ocean. Some of the storms could produce excessive rainfall and locally heavy downpours, leading to a slight risk of flash flooding in these regions. While out west, wildfires are producing poor air quality across most of the Intermountain West. While the excessive heat has abated a bit, we'll see temperatures back into the 90s again today, especially in the desert and the interior valleys. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon in New York City, partly sunny skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the middle and upper 80s. In Boston, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, just the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, otherwise dry with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for northern New York and the Champlain Valley, including the northern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and high temperatures in the lower 80s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, tropical humidity with temperatures reaching back into the mid and upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the rest of interior New York and New England, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours this afternoon, and temperatures reaching into the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours and lows in the lower to mid-70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows back to around 70. For the southern Catskills and Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours today, with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 70s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern New England. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more scattered showers and storms and highs in the lower 80s. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid Sunday with highs near 90, with just a scattered shower or thunderstorm again on Monday. More numerous showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the mid-80s, and much lower humidity with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday and highs in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.